Excited for this. The Sounds by the River 2021 lineup has been announced, and we've got live music heading our way in March. Headline of the bill is an icon who's kept us entertained from home all year, the legendary Jimmy Barnes. Barnesy, how are you, mate?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. After a hell of a lot of streamed and recorded performances this year, how good is it to have a date in front, a big Sounds by the River crowd on the calendar?
Listen, you know what? We've had a lot of fun playing music at home, but there's nothing like getting in front of a crowd.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I think I can safely speak for all my mates who are on this bill. You know, the Hoodoos and John Stevens and Diesel, everybody. We're all chomping at the bit. You know, it's been, by the time we get out on this tour, it would have been over a year.
Crazy.
Since we've been on the road, which, I've never had a year off in 45 years. So it's unheard of. We're really keen.
I know you've been singing a lot at home, but the rock voice is going to have to be up to scratch. Like you said, Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoos, John Stevens, Diesel, Chris Cheney, all on the bill. There's a high bar.
Rick and Linda. I mean, it is. We sort of handpicked this bill because all of us wanted to play together. And we've been talking about doing shows together for a while. And we just sort of, we're all there. Every single act on this bill is going to make it difficult for the next act to come on. They're going to do the best they can to make it impossible for them to follow.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And that's the sort of bill that makes for an incredible show for an audience. And, make it even better, doing it up on the Mighty Murray,
yes.
In Manor, where it's a beautiful spot for a gig. If we get great weather, I've done a bunch of these shows up there, and it's just an awesome crowd. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot on Marianne Reserve. Hey, Barnesy,
yeah,
another gig we would have loved to see you at just last month was the AFL Grand Final, where you pledged to give up your time for free if the Power got through 6-point loss in the prelim. It was close. Were you making plans?
They did so well, didn't they, the Power this year? I played for Port Adelaide when I played soccer. I went to Lefevre Boys Tech, I was a Port supporter for forever. I was just really chuffed to see them. But, somebody asked me why I wasn't doing the grand final, and I said, if they get the final, I'll be there. Of course, I hadn't taken into consideration the fact that nobody was allowed to go in. But if they had got in, I would have had to do it by remote anyway. But listen, I was really proud of them. I thought Port did a great job the whole season, and let's just keep our fingers crossed for next season.
Damn straight. You've certainly made the most of your time during a difficult period this year. Performances, date nights, and even some home cooking, Barnesy. What's your go-to dish in the kitchen?
I'm a pretty good cook. I can cook it, but I've sort of specialised at the moment on grilling and
yes,
smoking.
Charcoal.
I've got smokers and charcoal. I really like using charcoal. I cook really great stuff, all sorts of geese and ducks turkeys and standing rib roasts and you name it, I do it on the grill, so I'm good at it. Jane's a great cook, and I've been cooking with her since we met, so I've learned a lot. I can cook Thai food, Japanese food, Italian. You lay it out there, I can work it out.
Can I just say, you mentioned Jane there. In the nominations list for favourite people during the pandemic, your Jane would be up there. She's accompanied you in most of your performances, always had the biggest smile on her face.
I know, we laugh about it. It's really great. She's a great girl. She's an incredible girl, and she beams, that smile beams, and she looks at me, and people don't realise, part of the time when she's looking at me smiling, it was in case I caught on that she'd made a mistake. But, and the other thing is really funny that I've mentioned in a few interviews, that people say, you guys are such a loving couple, you're a real, there's an example to all of us, they're just always smiling at each other, and Jane just loves you so much. Sometimes, if we had the video running, 20 minutes earlier, you might have seen Jane try to kill me, So just, because it's like a normal couple in lockdown. We had our ups and downs.
Yeah.
But it was, but she is just a great girl. And the thing I admire her, because she, at the start of this whole COVID lockdown thing, she said, I'm going to learn the guitar. And I thought, because she could play, one or two chords.
Yeah.
I said, okay, good luck with that. I've been trying for years. And she applied herself, and she was sitting practicing for a couple of hours a day and doing online tutorials and
crazy.
All that sort of stuff. And she's really good now.
Yeah, she's accompanying really you in your videos. So she's certainly stepped up her game.
Oh, no, she's awesome. She's like, well, you know, plays anything. It's incredible. And, you know, then I'd say to her, can you play the banjo? She goes, yeah, sure, give me one. So I bought her one, and she, you know, she played a solo on that. She plays the piano when she wants. She can play the bagpipes. She's a cracker.
Showing us all up. Now,
I know.
Jimmy, you've also found time to release another book, Killing Time. It's been attracting plenty of attention. Number one on the non-fiction bestseller list. You've got to be stoked with that.
Well, you know, it's good. You know, I started writing these books, you know, mainly it was like therapy for myself, you know, particularly with working class boy.
Of course.
But all of these books are sort of like it's my way of sort of processing stuff. I sit down and I enjoy the process of looking back and looking inside myself and a lot of people say to me, how do you remember, you know, all these stories when we know what you did to yourself? Unfortunately for everything, I remember everything. And it's you'd be surprised when you sit at a keyboard and start, you know, typing or writing, you know, go back in your mind to a story, the details that come to mind. So I love the process of writing. Killing Time was a collection of short stories, which when I started the book, it was actually, I thought all the stories were unrelated. But by the time I'd finished it, I realized there was a sort of thread through them. There was a lot of, like, you know, when life, you know, puts up red flags and says, you should watch this and be careful or learn from this. I missed a lot of those kind of things when they happened. But writing the book, I sort of got to reprocess all those moments in my own head and learn from them. So, you know, that book is directly related to my past and to my future. It's sort of the link between those first two books and what's going to happen in the future.
You've become such a great storyteller. This is 40 tales from your life's adventures in the book. One great example of every parent's nightmare, where you accidentally left your daughter, the very talented Mahalia, at a German truck stop. How did you manage it, Bardsy?
Mate, well, we it's like we flew from Sydney to Frankfurt or something like that, and we were economy, and we were exhausted, and we had new parents, we had a baby, she was in a one of those capsule, you know, little crib things, and we were just absolutely exhausted, and we got off the plane, we rented a car, we put the crib in the car, the capsule thing in the car. And we thought we better stop at a truck stop and get a coffee because we were seeing, you know, cross-eyed.
Of course.
You know, and we had to drive to Hamburg or something to hook up with these songwriters. And we pulled at the truck stop and I carried the baby in and she was sound asleep. And Mahalia was a fantastic baby.
Sure.
So I carried her in and we put her under the table in the capsule so that nothing would get caught on her or nothing'd bump her. And she was so quiet and we were so exhausted. We had a bite and a coffee and we got up and we left and we started driving down the Autobahn and I think Jane said something like, oh, she's a good baby. And we turned around, oh, the baby! We were so tired, we left the baby. So it took ages, you know, the Autobahns, you can't just, you know,
get no, U-turns.
You can't do a U-turn. You have to wait for the place to get off. You know, he's flying down the freeway at 200 kilometers an hour. And we did a U-turn. Took us like 10, 15 minutes to get back. And we got back there, and Mahalia had not stirred. They hadn't noticed that she was there, and nobody touched her. It was like, oh. And we were nearly going to kill each other on the way home, you know, on the way back, you know, blaming each other. And then we got there, and we were just so, you know, like, oh, relieved. And, you know, Jane Burke going crying. And you know, we thought we'd have another coffee.
You earned it, for sure. Although I don't think you would have needed the adrenaline after that. Killing Time's out now in all good bookstores. Sounds by the River hits Marianne Reserve in Manham, Saturday, March 27. Tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster from this Thursday. Get in quick, they'll sell out. Hoodoo Gurus, John Stevens, Diesel, Vicar and Linda, Chris Cheney, and the great Jimmy Barnes. Barnesy, it's been a pleasure, mate.
My pleasure, mate. Nice to talk to you.